This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Purposely boutique in size, Connect delivers world-class service and results to their clients. The team has the ability to prioritize every client's business while providing national sales coverage. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Wow, it always works out pretty well for the NFL, doesn't it? What a day. You had the most improbable scenarios almost play out. You almost had a tie between the Chargers and the Raiders late last night that would have put both teams in the playoffs. I'll just say, what a day. NFL playoffs set to start Saturday. Meanwhile, you have Black Monday today. You already have coaching changes in Denver. You can expect to see more front office changes, potentially in such big markets as New York and Chicago. And our Michael Smith has been in Indianapolis all weekend. And while he has had some very good business meetings, he acknowledged to me a number of people planning on attending the CFP did cancel due to the COVID surge. The wet and icy weather in Indy has also impacted many events. Nonetheless, the CFP title game tonight, Monday at 8 p.m. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, January 10th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore, ready to start another week. And let's start with Major League Baseball. The league is reportedly set to restart talks with the players. MLB is preparing a new economic proposal to deliver to the union, likely over the next few weeks. This is according to The Athletic. This is a bid to restart talks for the first time since owners initiated a lockout on December 2nd. Now, there is a long way to go, but any return to the table is a positive, as the sides have been silent for much of a month and spring training right around the corner in February. Let's shift now to a major deal in the sports business. Playfly Sports is one company that continues to grow through acquisition. We've talked about it a lot on the Buzzcast. Now it has acquired Premier Partnerships, according to our Terry Lefton. Premier Partnerships was founded in 2003 by industry veterans Alan Rothenberg and Randy Bernstein, and this adds a very well-connected third-party sales and evaluation agency to Playfly Sports at a time when sports sponsorship inventory is vibrant. Think of the new categories: uniform patches, extra signage, virtual ad signage. Playfly founder Michael Schreiber acknowledged that the deal gives his company the ability, the resources, and the people to go after these major sponsorship opportunities. So as part of this deal, Premier Partnerships' 25 employees will be combined with Playfly's Impression Sports to form Playfly Premier Partnerships. The Impression Sports name will no longer exist. Randy Bernstein will assume responsibility for Playfly Premier Partnerships, reporting to COO Craig Sloan. Now, Randy Bernstein has been courted for years, but he said this deal felt right from the beginning in everything from a compatible culture to complementary business capabilities and expertise. Now, it certainly increases the competitive landscape when it comes to major sports sales agencies. So you get CAA Sports, you have Legends, you have Oakview, you have Excel, and you can certainly add Playfly Premier Partnerships to that group now. Let's shift now to some news about the National Basketball Players Association, as it's a new day at the NBPA, as Tamika Tremaglio, who was most recently the principal managing director at Deloitte's Washington, D.C. office, starts today in her new job as the new executive director at the National Basketball Players Association. Now, she'll replace the outgoing Michelle Roberts. Michelle Roberts was elected as the first female executive director of a major sports union in July of 2014. Her last day was Friday. Michelle Roberts should look back and feel very good about her tenure. She oversaw a very peaceful time with no labor standoffs and no labor stoppage. She said she was very proud to help enact the provision of health care for life for retired players. She said she was also proud that basketball players have taken on greater oversight and ownership of their group licensing rights. And that comes through the NBPA's Think 450 division. So changes to the leadership of the NBPA begins today with Tamika Tramaglio, the new executive director. Let's shift to some news in the sports media space. We've talked about Sinclair's plans to offer a direct-to-consumer streaming service. Well, it's getting closer to launching what it is touting as a national direct-to-consumer streaming service, and it would start with NBA games. Bloomberg reported over the weekend that Sinclair has secured $600 million of financing to support the launch of this direct-to-consumer service. The new loan for the Diamond Sports Group venture could be announced along with local NBA streaming rights as soon as this week, according to the report. Now, Diamond expects to roll out the offering in the first half of this year, which will expand on its existing streaming service for regional television subscribers. So the key for Sinclair moving forward was, of course, the funding. They got this funding, this loan from an existing group of creditors that will fund this direct-to-consumer service. That was critical. They believe they also have the rights, and they're moving forward with this national direct-to-consumer streaming service that everybody has been talking about. So keep your eye on that one. Staying with the media world, you want one chart to clip and save and have by your desk all year? Well, I've got it. I'd suggest clipping or printing or downloading Austin Carp's listing of the most viewed programs in 2021 on TV, and you will see that sports dominated the most watched telecasts in the United States like never before. Sports programming accounted for 95 of the top 100 programs, and that figure is up from 92 sports programs 2 years ago, and a significant increase from 75 sports programs last year. Last year, of course, there was more political programming that cut into sports' overall dominance. Now, among the 95 sports telecasts in 2021, guess what dominated? You got it, NFL. 75 of the 95 were NFL games. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, they accounted for 11 of those 75, including 5 of the top 15. So you see the dominance of NFL programming, but you also see the dominance of live sports programming on the sports media landscape. This is great data. It's again showing the value of live sports programming. You can access this on sportsbusinessjournal.com. I will suggest it is one chart you want to refer to all year long. And the Buffalo Bills, we talk about the Bills Mafia. Well, the Bills will play the Patriots in the first round of the playoffs on Saturday, and we know enthusiasm is high in upstate New York. On Friday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed that any new Bills stadium will not be a dome, and reinforced that the stadium will be an open-air venue. They are working hard on a new stadium deal. The governor said negotiations with the team are ongoing and very positive. I'll just say there has been very little rancor coming out of these stadium talks, and it sounds like a deal could get done soon. Now, this stadium will be smaller than the current facility in terms of capacity. Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park sits about 69,000, but the Bills plan to reduce the capacity in their new stadium to between 60 and 62,000 seats and a general admission, standing room only party deck for up to 5,000 fans. So their plan is to offer more ticketing options, more products for the fans. It will be smaller in capacity, but far bigger in footprint and square footage. Remember, Highmark Stadium, where the Bills currently play, opened in 1973. So any new stadium would mark a new day in Buffalo. So let's end around people and promotions. Speedway Motorsports has promoted Chief Strategy Officer Mike Birch to Chief Operating Officer, giving the longtime sports executive a more prominent title to reflect his increasingly expansive role at the company. Now, Mike Birch is a longtime sports executive. He was at the Charlotte Hornets, the Rockets, the Magic, so long time in the NBA, but he has been a key figure at Speedway Motorsports since joining the company in 2003. He's been leading sponsorship sales, ticket sales, industry relations, and overall strategy. Now he adds the Chief Operating Officer title to his responsibilities. Meanwhile, Speedway Motorsports also promoted Bristol Motor Speedway General Manager Jerry Caldwell to President of that Tennessee venue. Jerry Caldwell has been general manager of Bristol Motor Speedway since 2010. He's also Speedway Motorsports' lead executive in that part of the country. And of course, they are looking to operate a new speedway, the Fairground Speedway in Nashville. And Jerry Caldwell will play a key role there. So some major changes at Speedway Motorsports with Mike Birch and Jerry Caldwell. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, January 10th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody has a great start to their week. Stay healthy, please. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Connect Partnership Group, one of the industry's leading boutique partnership sales and consulting agencies, treats every client as a top priority. The agency's size allows for agility, tailored solutions, and personalized service, all while providing national sales coverage across a multi-market sales team. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.